How much can you learn about computer coding in 1 hour? Nearly 5.5 million students across the country took that challenge in a campaign to expose middle and high schoolers to the basics of computer science dubbed 1 hour of code. The call to participate came from celebrities, pro athletes, computer gurus, and even the president.
Don't just play on your phone. Program.
A handful of area schools participated, including a group at Ouachita Parish Junior High School.
Hello, everybody.
Good.
How are we doing today?
Good.
All right.
University of Louisiana Monroe computer science professor Dr. Jose Cordova conducts the session, which has the students building basic code. Labor statistics show the future employment need in computer science is about 1 million jobs by 2020. Cordova says he's focused on creating awareness of how computers are increasingly impacting the students' lives.
You know, your cell phone is a computer. Any tablet is a computer. And the students, I would like for them to realize that somebody has to make all these things work and work together. And that somebody usually involves computer programming of some sort or another.
Interest in the session is automatic. The students are presented with a series of puzzles featuring characters from the popular video game, Angry Birds. Cordova instructs them to create command sequences for the birds to move through a maze.
So maybe this is what you need to repeat, right? All move forward.
Some methodically work their way through each step, while others quickly pick up on a series of commands to complete the 20 tasks. Within 15 minutes, Tristan, a sixth grader, is the first to wave his hand, signaling he's done. He admits, even at his age, he's already thinking of a career in computer science.
It's just like ever since I put that game controller or keyboard in front of me, I just had a love for it. It's just been my thing.
Tristan says he'd like to do more work in 3D coding and would hope to develop games involving puzzles and strategies. He set a lofty goal as he's experiencing his first year in junior high. Paul Wiedemeyer is a fellow ULM computer science professor who's assisted in coordinating the event. He says it's reaching these younger students whose lives are saturated with computers, tablets, and mobile devices, where there's hope of sparking a deeper interest of computer science in their academic future.
High schoolers have somewhat made a decision about where they're interested in attending college or university. Our intent is now to focus at the middle school and show them that there are many possibilities.
Possibilities that may be overlooked for a time. According to code.org, 90% of schools in the nation offer no form of computer science instruction. Ouachita Junior High 6th grade gifted math and science teacher Lindsay Stagg says events like the 1 hour of code can open students' eyes to discover how their interest in technology could shape their future.
A lot of these kids have a huge interest in computers, and technology is such a big part of their lives today that I think it was important for them to see what's behind all of that and to see that, hey, you know, I'm interested in this, and there's actually a job for me to go into that deals with the writing of the programs I use.
With the growth of technology and career opportunities, one may ask, should computer science be included in a school's curriculum? Dr. Cordova says the idea is gaining momentum.
There's a movement nationwide to include computer science at least as one of the available science electives. It's unfortunate that in many states, and Louisiana is included, computer science is not one of the science options they have, say, for their TOPS requirements, which takes students away from that.
An event like 1 hour of code is bringing many students to their first experience with this type of technology. And given the lesson is tied to a video game, it's likely they'll want to experience more. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.